special financial report edition here on a Thursday with Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Craig James Financial Services in Melville. That's right, Broad Hollow Road. And check it all out, 393-2888. Call for details, LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. Folks, you must check out the website. The aforementioned Craig Ferrantino, when we call, he answers. We thank him for that. After the Dow fell nearly 500 points just a day after it slipped almost 350 points. And we want to know if it's something to worry about. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. How are you? Calling from Grand Cayman here. But I saw your important message. I've been watching the markets even here. No matter where you are in the world, you get some great, great news, and it's all over the world. So, yeah, the S&P 500 fell 1.8% on Wednesday. You know, really as growth concerns, people are very worried about growth, and it was forcing investors to reassess the valuations and if there's still a lot more growth to the market, or maybe I should take a profit. Don't forget, we've had a good year. So there's a lot of pressure to say, you know, geez, like if you have something like an Apple, right? Apple in January, I think we're up 40% since January in Apple. So do I hold on to Apple and cash out, or do I sell and fold and say, you know, I'm good with that for the year, and if I sit on cash for the next 2 months, at least I could still say I made 40% for the year. So Apple gave up a little bit. Same with the rest of the market. And so in the last 2 days, we've lost about 800 points on the Dow. So the worst hit sectors, utilities down 1.3%, looking around the board here. Energy down 2.6%, almost 3% for energy. And meantime, gold is moving up and done very well. Don't forget, just a month or two ago, it was at $1,300 an ounce. Now it's $1,500 an ounce. I had predicted a while ago it would go to $3,000 an ounce, so that's still 100% move from where we are. But there's still some, you know, a lot of speculation in that industry. Not saying to buy gold. It's not a recommendation, of course. You know, so it really was, if you look at the trading day, the worst levels were before 1 o'clock Eastern time, when investors were looking ahead to today. We have another ISM, Institute for Supply Management, stands for ISM. They came out with a manufacturing index. It was down slightly, although it was the worst level in 10 years, the Chiron said on the bottom. But so today we have the non-manufacturing index. These are other things that are being produced, that's coming out for today. So if you have two manufacturing, non-manufacturing index, see what that says. We're going to see what really, really happens here in this economy, because it's the biggest segment of the U.S. economy is the U.S. consumer and services sector, and that's what's going to show. So that said, looking at the screen, it looks like the Dow futures are trading positive. But go ahead. What's your question?
So I'm a little concerned. Not necessarily, you know, with the 850 as far as the drop in the last couple of days. You know, I'm concerned on a couple of fronts. One, this trade war, it might be expanding now into Europe. We'll keep an eye on that as the U.S. planning to impose tariffs on $7.5 billion, Craig, worth of European exports. I think it's going to happen by the middle of the month. The WTO, World Trade Organization, giving the U.S. the okay to hit goods from European Union nations, all because I guess the bloc had failed to comply with an earlier ruling regarding some sort of government subsidies for Airbus. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's one. I'm looking at retaliation if that happens, number two. The Dow has mentioned 850, we know. Now, tomorrow, I tell you, I want to see the employment data for September. I don't know if it'll look as rosy as it has. The jobs report will come out tomorrow. A couple of fronts I'm looking at there. Any cause for concern as to what I just mentioned?
Yeah, well, I think I don't see too much. Two things when you say those things. We have, we're going to see, they're expecting, you know, somewhere between 135,000 and 150,000 jobs to the end of the week. What I'm starting to see just as a pattern is that You know, I think the markets, we're doing well. The Chinese are doing, we're in the trenches in the war. And the war is on several fronts. And one of the fronts is technology stealing. That's important. It's trade secrets and this and that. There was a report not too long ago of some Chinese nationals being arrested in a cornfield in Iowa for literally stealing, baby corn plants. We're found out, I think, to be spies or some sort. So that's one war that's going on where a lot of what we do is being stolen. There's a war in terms of pricing, and so things can be manufactured in China with a strong dollar. The president argues, and I like to believe him, is that the argument of a strong dollar is that it costs, our goods cost more to buy out overseas. So that's affecting us, and so it really comes down again to interest rates. And aside from all the other noise that you hear, if we could lower the interest rates even further, I think we'd be in a better shape. And so people still think that, a lot of the problem here, and it hasn't been mentioned, you won't see this in the paper, is still what the Fed didn't do last. So we're only decreasing a quarter point. We needed more on that. And then all this other noise kind of fills in, including manufacturing, which are the leading indicator I thought was interesting, Jay, yesterday was the airline sold off. And so you have oil, down. Well, it's cheap. Cheap to fuel a plane, so their profitability must be up. But you're seeing Delta Airlines yesterday down almost 5%, and saying that the unit costs are going to be higher. And that has to basically do with the dollar being stronger for overseas. And when that happens, it's costing people more money of their money to buy our goods. That affects tourism. So that's more of a leading indicator than something that you see after the fact. And all of this, I think, ties down to is this interest rates, which we're going to have to wait for the Fed's next meeting.
Now, before we let you go, since it is a bit of a special economic report on your end, as Craig mentioned, he's in the Grand Caymans right now. Now, from what I remember when I was there, dollar a little bit less, around a quarter or so. Is that still true, Craig? Like a dollar to a buck and a quarter U.S.? Is that still in that right frame?
That's right. The strong U.S. dollar. These small islands here, they're in their own little exchange, and the strength of the dollar and the strength of the United States has very little effect on what they do. So they've maintained that price. I mean, the U.S. dollar could be the strongest currency in the world, and they'd still be at 125 for the dollar for a $1.25 exchange rate. So, great Cayman money. So, yes, that is still true, and I find it kind of funny to believe. But some goods, like if you're here to buy like on these islands, you're buying watches or jewelry or stuff, I still think those are basically traded in U.S. dollars or bought and sold in U.S. dollars. So you don't have to use Grand Cayman dollars to buy a watch or whatever. And they do take credit cards, and that does exchange pretty well. But yes, the locals, I came down with some cash, and to me it's like I almost don't want to spend it because they're not going to give me change in dollars. So they'll take my dollars, but they'll give me their Cayman Islands currency. So it's very interesting little economic for high school students to come down here and figure out what's going on. But they've done a good job maintaining their currency and at that same level no matter what the economy is. And part of it is because there's always a demand, no matter how good or bad the world is, for people to come to islands like the Grand Cayman. So, but yes, you're in your own little foreign exchange bubble, so to speak.
Well, enjoy, my friend. You deserve it. Craig Ferrantino, the great certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He's the president, ladies and gentlemen, of Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville, Broad Hollow Road. Call for details, 631-393-2888, and please check out the website. Great website, educational beyond, Long Island Investment Advisors. .com. We'll speak to you again in your usual slot, and we thank you and enjoy, will you please?
Thank you, Jay. Have a good week.